spoken up about black people.
In a bad way.
Yes.
Right. So this man, I'm trying to remember from other interviews, names, there was the Thomas store, Steed. I'm just trying to help jog your memory of who this man was. Who else? Brown came later, I guess.
No, Brown is there now. But this was way back then, 19-something up.
Wow.
But he is long been dead.
Yeah. Were you allowed to try on clothes at the white stores in Esmond?
No. But I didn't have to because of the fact my mother supplied me with clothes.
Okay.
And I didn't have to.
Okay. But other people?
I understand that other people weren't allowed to try on anything, not even a hat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of all of this, were you told by your grandparents of certain places to avoid in Esmond?
No. Because if they didn't go there, they didn't see any reason why I should go there
right.
either.
Okay.
There was no place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you discuss any, and I know I keep talking about things and you say, well, young people just weren't aware, but perhaps there's, you know, at least names of organizations you might have overheard, political activity in Esmond when you're growing up. Was there anything, or even a farmers union or a women's club or anything like that you remember? And it's okay if you don't.
I know my grandmother was in an organization with women, but I can't remember.
Was it Household of Ruth?
It could have been.
I know that was in Esmond at that time.
She could have been. That could have been the one. I don't know.
Okay.
Way before my time.
Uh-huh. So when you went to Scottsville that one time with the other school children, did you go after that first time? Did you go at all to, I mean, did I say Esmond, Scottsville?
Scottsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I went to Scottsville anymore until I was grown.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And then I was on my own.
Okay. What was the main source of news in your household? Did you have any kind of newspaper?
We had the news. My grandmother would buy magazines. She was a reader.
Mm.
And she would buy the newspaper every day. She would buy magazines. And she would keep me in picture books and buy all kind of books and stuff so that I would have and understand. And sometimes when I'm traveling, going to Charlottesville, I look at the mountainside,
mm-hmm.
and I can still see some of the picture books in my mind that she had bought when I was growing.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. So the picture books reflected the local area.
Right, right.
So they were local.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes, she was a great believer in reading and writing.
Mm.
And installed that in me that I should always read and write.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather read and write as well?
Not as well, but he did read and write, but not as well. They were from, both of them were from the Indian tribe. He was from the, she was from the Blackhawk, and he was from the something started with a C. How do you?
Cherokee, Chippewa.
No, Cherokee.
Cherokee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your mother was Indian, and then.
She was Indian, and my father, they said he was Puerto Rican, but I don't know what he was.
Hmm.
I don't even remember what he looked like.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any pictures of him?
No.
There, no. How old was your mom when she had you, roughly?
I think she was in her teens. Mm-hmm. I don't know, 17, 18 or something. Mm-hmm. I think she was in her teens.
And was your sister who younger. Disappeared younger? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she married your father, I mean, around that
while
time.
She was in her teens.
Yeah. Now, this is rather personal, so feel free not to answer, but I'm wondering if you know why she brought you down here to live with your grandparents.
Because of the fact that she could not work and take care of me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted me to be with my grandparents so that she could continue to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She had a lady who kept me, you know, babysat me.
Mm-hmm.
But they were telling her that she shouldn't allow that because they said the lady had tuberculosis or something.
Oh.
And so she brought me to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do? What was her employment?
Who?
Your mom.
Housework.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning other folks' houses.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else here? Did you ever have catalogs in the home?
Okay, what?
Your grandmother, did she order catalogs?
Catalogs,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, catalogs and magazines and books.
Can you name some of them?
No.
Okay. Not even the magazines?
Not from way back there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about the daily newspaper?
She had a daily newspaper. I don't know if it's the same one that's out now or not.
From Charlottesville?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it may have been, may be the same one. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
And do you remember either the Crisis or the Defender, those newspapers? Okay. Because those I know got into the rural mm-hmm. South more. They were kind of national papers, mm-hmm. black papers, so mm-hmm. I was just wondering. Yeah.
You know, we didn't have any black papers. We had only the papers that were published at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
I'm just going to ask, I guess you lived in Philadelphia for how long?
No, we lived in Philadelphia until my mother moved to Harlem. That was the black uh-huh. area, you know, in Harlem.
When was that?
Well, she was living in Harlem when I went back to live with her, so I don't know whether she moved there.
Mm.
When she brought me from Philadelphia or what. But I know she was living in Harlem when I went back to live with her.
Okay, so when you were 17, 18, you went to Harlem, not back to Philadelphia.
When I was 17 or 18,
okay.
I went back to Harlem.
Okay.
And we lived in Harlem until I got married in, I think it was 43 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And we moved to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we lived in Brooklyn until we moved down here.
And when was that?
When we moved here?
Uh-huh.
In 69.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was your husband's name?
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Okay. All right. Well, do you have any... anything else you want to add? Any things that don't fit into the questions I've asked?
No.
Big stories, big events that happen in the community, any fire, any episode?
No, nothing that's going to upset anybody. I'm not upset anybody. I haven't had anything
mm-hmm.
like that to happen.
Was there any crime that you remember?
The only thing that did take my attention was the big the flood that they had that time? When was the flood?
I don't know.
In 70. We hadn't been here for so long. But that wasn't in this month, though. That wasn't in this month.
Okay.
It was just a lot of rain at that time. But it wasn't the flood.
That was when you came back, so in the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there crime when you were a girl growing up here? Do you remember crime? I don't think there was a police station here. Is that correct?
If there were, I don't know anything about
it. I don't think so.
No, you never heard of anybody getting into a whole lot of stuff like they're getting into now.
Yeah.
Because you could almost tell. In fact, my grandfather would always tell you who not to hang around with or who not to be with or not to be with.
Yeah.
He was out there all the time, and he would know the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't it wasn't a whole lot of crime going on then, I don't guess.
Mm-hmm.
If it did, I didn't know anything about it.
Just the wine off the back porch.
Yeah, how about that?
Did you hear about, you probably didn't, but house parties?
House parties?
Yeah. Do you remember hearing about those? Or any kind of parties?
Yeah, I've heard about a whole lot of parties going on, but there was no party going on where I was living.
Right.
You know, Grandpa wasn't going to have that.
And they didn't go?
Mm-mm.
No. So that was kind of considered like the dancing?
Yeah. No dancing around here.
Can you describe for me your dancing? Was it like, square dancing or just by yourself moving or?
Well, at that time, being a child, it was mostly me at home, just keeping time to the music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So where'd you hear the music?
We had a radio.
You had a radio. Mm-hmm. Oh. Hmm.
And when we got to the point where we could get television, well, that was later in life, but when we got to the point where we could get television, I was working then, and I bought television, the first television my mother had. And it was after I went to work.
Your mother or your grandmother?
My mother.
Ah.
No, grandmother was in more no such thing as a television. She wouldn't even know what we were talking about if she came in now.
Yeah.
Television, what are you talking about?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a traveling circus?
Circus? Yeah, I heard of it, but I didn't know what it consists of.
But did it come to Esmont?
I don't know.
Okay. But you somehow heard of one. So any other stories of you as a child and doing things your grandparents weren't supposed to know about?
No, I was a very good child.
I'm sure you were.
Best child in Esmont.
Oh, well, that's a claim to fame. They certainly raised you to be confident.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I have nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, if you do have more, we will certainly fit it in. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. Oh, I have another question. No, I do have one more. What prompted this was Mr. Jordan told me about your aunt.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember much about the Reverend Izetta Smith?
Aunt Zett?
Yeah.
I should remember all about Aunt Zett because I was a child growing up under Aunt Zett.
What do you mean under her?
You know, growing up when she was living here.
She was living in your grandparents' house as
mm-hmm.
well? Ah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
And I grew up and, you know, she was like, I guess, like a sister, I guess, to me.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And everywhere she went, I wanted to go. I don't care where she was going, I wanted to go. Whether she wanted me to go or not, I still wanted to go.
Aww.
And then when she got to the point where she moved, I think she, I think she went from, I don't know whether she went teaching or where she went, but she left our home and was going somewhere, and I remember I cried all day because the onset was gone.
Mm-hmm. How much older was she?
10. I'm 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. She was about 10 or 12 or something
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
that.
Years older.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So was she the youngest of their children?
Yeah, she was the last child.
So there were not other
nobody
aunts and uncles, just mm-hmm. her.
Just
so you had her around for mm-hmm. at least a few years.
Yeah.
Aw.
I missed her when she left. That left me all by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I do remember when it came to, after we had eaten and everything, came to washing dishes, I always had to go to the bathroom. I said, I'll help you as soon as I come back. And I made sure I stayed out there until she finished the dishes.
You little imp.
And then after she finished the dishes, I come, you finished. I'm going to help you.
What did she think about that?
She knew me. She knew me.
That's sweet of her.
But she would just go ahead on and finish the dish.
Uh-huh. Oh. How many rooms were in that house that you grew up in?
Two upstairs. Two. Three. Four.
Mm-hmm.
In a bedroom. We call the kitchen a room, and then two rooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm. So you had your own room?
Yeah, I had a room upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Until when I was real young and got sick, my grandmother had me down in her bedroom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
When you had pneumonia?
So she could look out for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's a privy out. Outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to go outside to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the inside at night, you have a little pot.
Mm-hmm. What else is on the farm? Did you have other buildings on the farm? Like a barn?
Yes, he had a barn. And he had a thing for his horse.
Mm-hmm.
Old Banner. Because the pigs ran around on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
The chickens ran around on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, when he'd be taking stuff in, he would dig like a hole in the ground and put the vegetables and things in this hole to keep. And they would keep for the winter.
Really? Because it was so cold
mm-hmm.
in the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The temperature there was enough. You could go out any time and get a cabbage or fruit or something.
Wow, you must have been a deep hole.
Mm-hmm, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Boy, all the stuff I thought I had forgot.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Your memory is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. I'll be lucky if I remember a tenth of what you remember when I'm your age.
You know, some of us. Sometimes you're thinking and the stuff that you want to remember, you can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now. I need something right now. Where in the world did I put
it? Oh, right. Like your keys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's not an age-related thing. I think that's
everything.
Your mind's too cluttered with stuff. One more question. Jean's teachers, and I promise this is the last question, it just occurred to me. Jean's teachers were special teachers who were sent down. They were black teachers sent into rural areas in the South at about this time, and there weren't that many of them, so I'm just wondering if you remember that word at all.
Jean's,
a Jean's teacher. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple question. Okay, anything else?
No.
What was your favorite food growing up? Oh, I promised you that was the last question.
My favorite food growing up is my favorite food now. You may not call it food. Ice cream.
I know. Oh, I'm with you. There we go. Especially when your grandmother made such
mm-hmm.
good ice cream. Okay, well, I'm going to end the tape, and thank you so very much.
Okay, and thank you.
Okay.